Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And if you've been paying attention to our website and our social media, you know one of the things that's happening here is that we are hiring, always looking for passionate and talented people. And I want to tell you that my name is Jason Dias. I am really a vendor. I'm not an employee of the credit union. They hired me 3 years ago to host an internal podcast for the credit union. And it's just but one of many, many examples of GTE Financial doing what other banking brands won't. They're not afraid to take chances. They're not afraid to explore new ideas and new opportunities. And that's why they're always looking for talented people. This past summer, I had the pleasure of interviewing every one of the interns. We had interns in different departments and in different places within the credit union. And I've got to tell you, every single one of those people, I think, was just qualified to go out and do just about anything. I've had the pleasure of hosting this podcast for 3 years. I've interviewed numerous people from the credit union in every instance. Not most of the time, not 80% of the time, all the time. The folks here at GTE, the culture creates this. The folks are well-spoken. They are passionate. Most of all, they are professionals in the area in which they are working. Now, if you're saying to yourself, well, I don't have a lot of banking experience, that's not necessarily a reason to disqualify yourself from applying for some of the things that we do. We're not like other places. We don't call our branches. We have a lot of very, very cool cultural things about GTE Financial. It makes it very, very likely that your experience, if it's in a creative capacity or something else, you'd be amazed. Some of the best interviews I've done were with people that were recruited from well outside the banking industry. The one thing that we don't take any shortcuts on, though, are the things that you can't train. Having a great personality, having a dedication to the brand, having a dedication first and foremost to the member owners of GTE Financial. Unlike a bank, the credit union is owned by its members. It is a not-for-profit financial institution, and so it is actually owned by the people that invest their money, that take out the loans, that take out the mortgages. They all own the credit union, and so every time somebody walks up or somebody calls you on the phone or whatever project you're working on that is meant to impact the members, you're working for the owners, and it is a great, great place to work. You will notice right away that when you come to the headquarters or one of our community financial centers, we don't look like anybody else. We don't sound like anybody else. Come to our headquarters. Everything you need to have a great work-life balance is waiting for you here at GTE Financial. I'm saying this because it's true. I've worked with credit unions all over the country, and I've said consistently that it is my opinion, based upon numerous innovations and awards, that GTE Financial is the best credit union in the United States of America. And that means we have to hire the very best people. If you've ever wanted to maybe switch careers, if you're looking for something, one of the reasons we're hiring is we're always growing. We are doing, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of transactions each day. We are routinely looking at new ideas and new technologies. Like I said, just look around the area. You're not going to find another credit union like this one. And the stuff that we do for the community is without equal. Look at our Facebook page, and it seems like every single day our employees are out there giving back to this great community that has helped the transformation of this brand from GTE Telephone to GTE Financial. And if you're somebody who is passionate about taking care of people, you need to apply. You need to go online and fill out an application and hound us on social media. We do want to talk to you, and you're not gonna offend anybody with your persistence. We want people who want to be here, because when you walk through those doors, you're joining the finest credit union in the United States, and we're gonna hold you to that standard, and it is a high standard, and it should be for our member owners. And once you get here, we'll ask you to do a few things. As I always end the show, we'll ask you to continue to be the person you were in the interview, to help us drive our competitors crazy, and to help us be in business forever. Until next we speak, my name is Jason Dias, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.